So everybody get your seat now. Quickly, while you're getting your Bibles ready, we have a young man back here. Tom and his wife are just passing through. They come on the motorcycle, and they're back there on the very back row. And this young man needs some work. If anybody knows some work he can do tomorrow, or a place to stay for a while, he's on the way to Florida, but got about run out here. So raise your hand back there, Tom. That young man right there. They just saw the church from the interstate and came up here. And we're glad y'all are here. The Lord sent you here tonight. And also, my buddy back there on the back, Michael, raise your hand back there. That young man there. We knocked on his door on the bus route on a trailer park, and he came tonight. So we're glad that you're here here also. If you visit enough, you fish enough, you're going to catch fish. If you're not fishing, you're not going to catch no fish. And if you're not fishing, you're not following. People say, well, I witness in this way or other ways. It ain't but one way. That's what the Lord said to do. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Hebrews chapter 12 tonight. I'd like for you to turn with me in your Bibles, please. And I'm going to read a verse of Scripture and bring you the message I felt like the Lord's laid on my heart tonight. If you'll listen to me just a few minutes. I have no idea what that is. Hebrews chapter 12. And we'll look tonight at verse number 26. Back talking about the stuff that happened back here in the Old Testament. It said, whose voice then shook the earth. God spoke, and it shook the whole world. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And he said, I'm telling you, I'm going to shake the whole earth and heaven next time. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of those things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. That's not the God of the liberals or the modernists. The God of the liberals or the modernists is all lovey-dovey, one big giant kiss. But the God of the Bible is a God of consuming fire. Now, I want to preach tonight on missing your last opportunity. In the Bible, God warns and warns and warns and warns. There are people sitting here tonight, saved and unsaved, lost, whom God has warned you and warned you. The Lord will warn you with little things happening. A little car wreck here and there. A little something happened here. A little bump here. A little bant there. A little. And God will warn you. Get right. Get right. Get right. Get right. Get right. Get right. Something else. Get right. And you think, well, I've been doing this for a year. I've been doing this for 10 years. Nothing ain't happened yet. And God will only warn you so long. Now, I'm talking about Christian people. If you're not right with God and you're deliberately living wrong, you know good and well God's talking to you and he's hitting you a little bit here and he'll hit you a little bit there and he'll hit you a little bit there and he'll hit you a little bit here. And sooner or later, I mean, the axe is going to fall. I know that's called judgment preaching. I know that's called, but it's Bible preaching. And it's the truth. And it's the Word of God. So let's think about missing your last opportunity. Now, there's one thing about the Lord. He is extremely long-suffering. He's very, very patient. If he wasn't, buddy, he'd have what? Excuse me. He would have he would have wiped me out a long time ago if God wasn't very patient. They said, Ted Turner, who's the owner of TBN, or one of them, not TBN, but TNT, Turner Broadcasting Network, somebody tried to witness to him, excuse me, and he's like an atheist or something, And he said this. He said, these people that are opposed to abortion are bozos. He said, they're idiots. He said, Christianity is for losers. He said, I don't want anybody dying for my sins. He said, I've had a few drinks and a few girlfriends. If that's going to put me in hell, so be it. That's a quote from Ted Turner, the president of TNT, Turner Broadcasting, the cable channel. I've got news for you tonight. That old boy's probably somewhere up there partying, drinking tonight, living it up, millions of dollars in the bank after he said that. And you know what God did when he said that? He didn't do nothing. The Lord just blessed him. Let him make another $1 million. Let him make another million. But one day down the road somewhere, the axe is going to fall. And the clock's going to wind up. And the plug's going to get pulled. And some people think because they get by for a long time that somehow or another God smiles at what they're doing and it's no big deal. But it never happened. Somebody said the wheels of God's judgment grind slow, but they grind exceeding sure and fine. And when the Lord finally gets you, then you know you've been got. So I'll talk tonight for a few minutes about it. The Bible's full of illustration. The days of Noah, back in Genesis chapter number 6, the Bible talks about the days of Noah. You know what the Bible said about the days of Noah? They had preaching. They had been warned. They wasn't a bunch of ignorant people. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He preached, we assume, for 120 years. Don't know that, but you know, you assume God gave him 120 years. And the Bible said Noah was a preacher of righteousness. So Noah got up and he said, the Lord said, water's going to fall out of the sky and drown everybody. And they mocked and they laughed. And the Bible said that God looked down and he saw that the imagination of man's heart and thought was only evil continually. And the Lord looked down. Are you listening to me tonight? The Lord looked down and he looked in. See, God knows your thoughts. God knows our heart. He don't just see what's going on. He knows what you're thinking. And buddy, he looked down and it wasn't nothing but wicked, 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 wicked. The thoughts of men's heart were filled. I'm telling you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I know we're in 2015 and people say we're in a great, sophisticated, advanced, educated day. But I don't believe, as far as wickedness goes, I don't believe the days of Noah could touch the day that you and I are living in. It's about the same. Because the Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah. Noah's day didn't have HBO. Noah's day didn't have the internet. Noah's day didn't have cell phones and Instagrams and all these stuff and text messages and printing and emails and television and satellite. They didn't have it. And God said, the Bible said, God looked down and he said, yet man's days shall be 120 years. You know what that means? Them people didn't know it, but God already had the calendar marked on the day that he's going to wipe that crowd out. I'm going to tell you something tonight. You might think you're getting away with it. You might think you're smart, you're cool, you're tough. You might have got drunk last night. You might have been out cheating on your wife or your husband last night. You might have been doing something stupid. But God's already got the day marked on the calendar. He's going to get you. The day's already there. You listen? Smoke that weed, buddy. Talk that junk. Keep on cussing. Keep on sinning against God. And that day, finally, like Christmas, like Thanksgiving, like your birthday, it finally comes. Your last chance. Your last chance. Old Noah got up there. You know what? You've heard me tell it. Old Noah and them got up there and then they preached. He preached. He had three helpers, Shem, Ham, Japheth. So you got Noah and his wife and these three boys and their wives. That's eight people. Eight people got in that ark. Now he's preaching. Noah's down there. And boy, he's out there in the hot sun. They had him a big sawhorse down there like that, you know. He's a sawing like that right there. And he said, hand me that board over here, Shem. Hand me that over here, Japheth. All right, y'all hold that while I put it together. He put that thing together. They'd take that time. Tar, like melted tar, and pitch, that's what pitch is, and they put it on there to waterproof that thing, There wasn't a pond within 20 miles of that place. There wasn't no water. Building a big old boat, bigger than a football field, out there in the middle of dry ground. You talk about crazy. You talk about the newspaper reporters. You talk about, can you imagine Noah's wife going downtown shopping, and she's going in there stocking up, and she's going to get this and that, and put on the ark, and some of them other ways saying, there she is. That's his wife. I feel so sorry for you, honey. It must be awful being married to a stupid religious fanatic. You don't ever get to go nowhere, don't you? Is he going to take you to the beach? And she said, there ain't going to be no beach. We're going to be the beach. Our boat is. And said, we're going on a cruise, and you ain't going to get to go. And they said, I feel so sorry for you. You don't even get to watch soap operas or nothing, do you? And she said, listen, all the soap in the world couldn't clean up the mess this world's in. And she said, it's going to rain. Oh, has he got you brainwashed too? Yes, the Lord told him, it's going to rain. I'm telling you that. I mean, I've had all kinds of scenarios. I told Bible stories where they had Noah on Dr. Phil, you know, and there's Noah, and they sit there like this, you know. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the preacher who says water is going to fall out of the sky and drown all of us who don't believe like it. Boo! 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 Get him out, religious bigot! Self-righteous, holier than thou. And old Noah just sat there like this. They put the microphone over there and they said, Noah, is water going to fall out of the sky? He said, yep. They said, what school did you go to? He said, nine. They said, Noah, how do you know that you're right and everybody else is wrong? We have a priest right here. We have a rabbi right here. The Pope rode his fiat all the way over here to be on our show today. What do you say, Rabbi? There's nothing in the Holy Scriptures that would indicate that the loving God would drown all of us good people. And what do you say, Noah? Noah said, God told me that if you didn't get saved and get in that boat. And I said, well, what makes you think you're better than anybody else? He said, I'm not better than anybody else, but I done found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And boy, about that time, Shem or one of them said, amen, Daddy. You tell them, son. We'll stick with you. We ain't got but eight in our church, but bless God the Lord's there. I mean, boy, they had a big time. And, boy, you know, they interviewed him, and they had it all on. Here he is. He's the preacher that believes water is going to fall out of the sky and drown everybody. Don't believe like he did. Ha, 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 ha. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. Boo. Judgmental. See what happens when you believe the Bible literally. It'll drive you crazy. See what happens when you think it's all true. It's allegorical. It's not. It's just symbolic. It's not really true. And boy, about that time, oh no, it looked up like that. And they said, you like to say something to the people? He said, I sure would. He said, I'm not better than nobody here, y'all. He said, I just found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And God's going to drown this whole crowd that's in wickedness. And he said, you better get on the boat. And they couldn't stand it. We got to go to a commercial break right here. We'll be back with more. And they threw him off and got on a bunch of religious people that said, you mean to tell me that my priest is going to drown? Yep. You mean to tell me that my preacher is going to drown? That's right. If he ain't on the boat. You mean to tell me that all of us good people that help people and do good deeds, we're all going to drown? That's right. I hate to tell you. But that's the way it is. Oh, you think you're better? No, I don't think I'm better. I don't deserve it. I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's the same way it is today. They think that we think we're better now. We're not. We're not. The truth is we're not as good as some of them people out there that do good works. But there's one difference between us and them. We have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And bless the Lord, it ain't going to be water but the fire next time. And it ain't going to touch us. It ain't going to touch us. You know what blows my mind at that time? Can you imagine that last week when God says, all right, Noah, come in the ark now. About time, butt up, scope, get in. This is a big day. We've been waiting on. And Noah said, this is it, Lord. And the Lord said, yeah. He said, I'm going to give them people one last warning. And the Lord says, come ye from all parts of the world. And about that time, two giraffes started walking down, left the road. Boyfriend, girlfriend, giraffe. My husband and wife, giraffe. They couldn't shack up on that ark, bless God. It was married. And they come in there and they walked in, and right behind them was two elephants. And right behind them was two hippopotamuses. Is that a word? And right behind them was two rhinoceroses. Or what's the plural of rhinoceros? Is rhinoceri. Rhinoceroses. And boy, here they come. I mean, two of them. And one of them said, can you imagine two hippopotamus, two rhinoceroses, right coming right up the road and saying, where are we going? I don't know. I just feel a strain. You know, man's own thing never disobeyed God anyway. Animals always do what God tells them to. The only people stupid enough to disobey God is people. Animal. God said to rooster, crow. God said to the donkey, say something. He said something. God told the fish, eat the money and spit it out for pay somebody's taxes. He did it. God says, man do this, man does the other thing. We're the only part of God's creation that ever rebelled against Him. So they come walking. They come walking. These two old guys sitting over there. Man, I tell you, we come out here every day and smoke a joint and watch old Noah work on that boat. Well, I ain't never in my life seen nothing like that. Now, how's he getting them horses and them zebras and them giraffes to do that? Now, you tell me how he's doing that. Oh, I don't know. You know how them preachers are. They'll do anything to get a crowd. He probably got some gimmick over there, some petting zoo or something or other. Hey, some trick to it. I don't know, man. That sort of scares me. You reckon he knows what he's talking about? No! He don't know what. That's ridiculous. Come on, man. We're going to party Friday night. Don't come on. And boy, about that time, the last animal went in there. You know what that was? That was their last chance. God loves you, but He's going to give you your last chance one of these days. Might be tonight. It might be tonight. You might sit here and not say, it's just another Sunday night. He'll preach a little while, and we'll go get something to eat, and we're going to go somewhere. I'm telling you, He might be giving you your last chance tonight. Get right with God. Used to serve God, some of you. Used to be on fire for God. Now you're as backslid as Balaam's donkey. I'm going to tell you tonight, He's giving you a chance. Get right with God. So they got in. Bible says the Lord shut him in. He said, now you've done all this work. Let me close the door. He takes that door. I don't know how he did it. But God took the door and goes, wow! And locks that thing, buddy. And when he locked it, ain't nobody else getting in. And ain't nobody in there getting out. They're saved in there. They're lost out here. Nobody else coming in. Nobody else getting out. And the Lord shut him in. And there's out there and said, that don't beat anything I've ever seen in my life. There's that nut. He's got his wife. I think they're going to call the DSS. You know them animals got lions and everything in there. They're going to eat him, and it's just going to be a big mess. That's what religion does. It'll drive you crazy. It's like Jim Jones. He's got all his family in there. His poor family. Don't you feel sorry for his brainwashed boys, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives? And it's pitiful that people really believe something that stupid. And about, what was that? I don't know. I think the Bible said God opened up the windows of heaven and son, it come the awfulest gully washer you ever seen in your life. You talk about rain. I'm telling you, bucket loads, boat loads. Being around, they said, oh my God. You think he was right? You think, no, this is some kind of trick. It'll stop in a minute. This is some kind of, I don't know, scientists will explain this. Look it up on the internet. Google it. Your Google ain't going to help you then, big boy. You better get your Bible out, find out what God said. You won't Google your way out of hell. You ain't going to Google your way out of jail or a hospital bed somewhere. You better get it right with God in the old-fashioned way on an altar. Get your heart right. Why, you got a chance. They Googled it. What happens when water falls out of the sky? And a whole bunch of stuff came up. Well, it could mean that there's a lot of moisture caused by condensation off the ground. And about, I mean, it's flooding. Well, what happens when it gets up to your waist? And it popped up, run, fool. And then I got up on top of the tree. And then I started climbing trees and got up on the rocks and on the mountains, and it kept getting deeper. And I got up here and it kept getting deeper. And it come up like that right there. Like at one time, that guy asked a man, he said, you want to get his wife some milk? He said, you want it pasteurized? He said, no, just thinking about that deep. But anyway, he got it all up there. For you slow people, we got to move on. But I'm going to tell you tonight, brother, you hear me? It kept coming up. It kept coming up. It kept coming up. It kept coming up. And the Bible said, every one of them drowned. Every one of them. I stand before you tonight, not as a prophet, but I'm prophesying from the Word of God. The Lord will only take so much junk off you. Sooner or later, He'll drop the hammer. God's good. God wasn't good, we'd all be in hell. But you can only push Him so far, and He'll get you. I'll never forget one night we all met at visitation. It's been years ago up in Marion. A bunch of us went out visiting. And we'd go out knocking on doors, and we'd come back and meet and talk about it and make prayer requests and something like that. And these boys come in and they said, we went visiting over here, such a street out the road here. And all of a sudden, there was blue lights and cops, cars everywhere, and emergency vehicles all around that house. And what had happened, they had went and knocked on that door. A man come to the door, and it was obvious there was a fuss going on, some kind of family argument. He said, look, we ain't got time to talk about religion right now. Leave us alone. Well, in about an hour, the cops was called to that house. That man had been shot and killed. It was so close that they called the church and asked who was over there. Them boys at soul winning, they want to know who they was, what their name was and everything, see if they was connected. And all they did was went and knocked on that man's door, people. And God sent them one last time. God gives you one more. You know what y'all's problem is? I tell you what your problem is. You think, nah, not me. I got plenty. That's the biggest trick the devil ever pulled on you. Look, this might be the last sermon I ever preach. I mean, I'm going up in the sky here in a little bit. You may never. It may not be much enough for me, but I mean, people say your chances are wrecking are slim in an airplane, but you know, you wreck in a car, you at least got a chance of living. This may be your last chance. Let's get right with God before we leave here tonight. You say, that scares me. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. You ought to be scared to go out and sin this week. You ought to be scared to cheat and lie and tell stuff that's not true and steal God's money and do what you want to with it. You ought to be afraid of God. He said one time, I'll tell you this and I'm through. This man was standing there years ago. He was coming across the ocean on a ship. He's standing there and he's throwing up something like this. He'd catch it. He'd throw it up like that and he'd catch it. Somebody said, what are you doing, man? He had a diamond about that big. They said, ain't you scared to do that? Are you not scared? No, I've been doing this all day. You keep doing it another time, and you think, well, I've done it all them other times. About that time, he threw it up, and a puff of wind come by, pushed that thing, and it dropped in that ocean. And he screamed and jumped up and down and said, what have I done? What have I done? You know what he done? He just played around one time too many. Now, I'm going to tell you this and I'm through. Are you listening? There's somebody sitting in here tonight. God laid that message on my heart this morning for a young man I didn't even know was coming. Nobody knew it until 15 minutes before we got here. And the Lord put this on my heart tonight for somebody that's here. You've been messing around and messing around. You're going to push Him one time too many if you ain't careful. You know what I'd do if I was you tonight? I'd get in this altar and I'd say, God, forgive me. Now let me tell you, after you've been backslid for 5 years, you don't just run down here and ask God to forgive you and everything's all right. You got to work at it. You got to read that Bible. You got to pray. You got to push yourself. You got to make yourself go to church and do right to get where you need to be. Because you will get God's last warning one of these days. Let's stand by our heads. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. Nobody's moving. Teenagers, what would you do tonight if you knew this is your last warning?
Mamas and daddies, what would you do tonight? You say, well, that's scary, preacher. Yeah, it is. It really is. It scares me. I mean, every time I preach like this, I think, Lord have mercy. Could be talking to myself. I don't know. But it's the truth. Let's do something about it. Some already are. Let's get in this altar tonight. Let's get down here and let's obey God. Get things right. Come on. Amen. Amen. Christians, teenagers, girls, mamas, daddies. Amen. Amen. God give you that last warning. He give you that last warning, buddy. He give you that last warning. I'm telling you, you keep messing around till he gets you. The easy way to do it like they're doing here tonight. Get it right. Come on. If you're not saved, come on tonight, sir. Come on, ma'am. If you're not saved, come on down here. Let somebody take the Bible and show you how to get saved. Young man, you come tonight. You come on tonight. If you're not right with God, you come on. Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right. Once in a while, we just need to take heed to God's warning. See, you know what's wrong with some of y'all? You think, I'm all right. That's what they told herself. And they kept telling herself till it's too late. When you're dying in the hospital or you're underneath a car somewhere, it's too late to do anything about it. Let's settle it tonight. Father, do what ought to be done right now. Save lost souls, change lives. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, Holy Ghost, touch somebody's heart and save them for Jesus' sake. We pray it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen and amen.